This is a CBC podcast. What key moments have defined who you are? Inspired by the Olympic Games, Defining Moments is a nationwide digital storytelling project. Share your tales of striving to achieve a big goal. Tell us about the effort it took and what you learned along the way. Go to cbc.ca/definingmoments and share your story.
From St. Albert, from the Arden Theater, which if you run the words together spells Ardent Heater, which totally sounds awesome, like it's an action movie, you know, something you'd say right after an explosion, right? And then the cops would come up and they'd be like, "Jonathan, you're the coolest." And I'm like, "Hey, somebody's got to get their hands dirty, right?" And then Angelina Jolie comes up and she's like, "Jonathan, I can't help it, I've fallen in love with you." And I'm like, "Shh, Angie, let's talk about it later on my yacht." And I'm like, "That's right, baby. Ardent Heater." It's the irrelevant show.
Hey, I'm calling for a pizza. Do you want meat or extra meat?
Both?
Ugh, no reception. I'm so sick of my BlackBerry. What a hunk of junk.
Yeah, relax. I'll use my iPhone. Oh, crap, it's frozen. This is the worst.
Our phones stink.
Yeah.
Are you fed up with your smartphone? Finding it's just not up to snuff?
Yeah!
Well, no more. Introducing the world's newest smartphone, the CyberDisc from Tennessee Instruments.
Sounds cool.
Tell me more.
Using our proprietary technology, our design team has created a phone that will make communication faster, easier, and clearer.
Easier how?
The CyberDisc is the world's first smartphone to offer hands-free texting.
Hold up. Did you say hands-free texting?
That's right. With our patented voice-to-text vocal decoding technology, you simply call the number of your recipient and speak into the mouthpiece. The CyberDisc will analyze your vocal patterns and convert them into text.
Wait, are you kidding me? It turns sound into text?
And that's only half of it. The recipient's phone will then take that text, analyze it with our voice reconfiguration software, and then translate that text into sound. Our software is so accurate, it will perfectly mimic your own voice.
Wait, I can't believe it!
Don't believe it? Here, try it for yourself. Here's a CyberDisc for each of you. Just talk into the text voice interface here.
Hello?
Dude, you just sent me a text hello, but it sounded just like your voice!
Just like the real thing, right? Thanks to our patented VTTT-VMRT, voice-to-text-to-voice modulation reconfiguration technology. How cool is that?
Super cool.
Wait a minute. What about battery life? I bet it eats through batteries.
You'll never charge another battery again.
What?
CyberDisc from Tennessee Instruments has new connective technology that ensures your CyberDisc unit is always powered up. Your batteries will never die, and you'll never lose your phone again.
That is awesome!
The CyberDisc uses what we call an e-cord to physically attach the smartphone to your wall. See? You won't have to worry about leaving that iPhone on the bus ever again.
Hey, what's that wheel?
That's the CyberDisc. It uses spring-action, wheel-based technology in its dialing terminus. No more fumbling around on that touch screen. Try it!
Whoa! Forget about two thumbs. I can do that using one finger.
That's right!
Yeah, okay, sure, but how's the web browser?
Excellent. This big yellow book never crashes.
Never
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true. Easy on the thumbs, never crashes, translate voice to text to voice, battery never dies, and I can never lose it?
CyberDisc, you've solved all my problems.
Welcome to the future of smartphones.
And now, Coach Carlson explains things.
All right, gentlemen. I'm Coach Carlson, head football coach of the football team, obviously. 5-0. All right, I recognize some of you here. Jason, how's the arm? Good, good, good. Keep it up with that ice there. Okay. Now, your sex ed teacher, Miss Kenilworth, is... sick today with a upper body injury, so I'm filling in for her here. Oh God. Whew. Okay, she wanted me to talk about. Let's see now here. Take a look at this paper. Oh, how do we know if you're in love? Oh boy. Yikes. Okay, all right, now. All right, I got this. Okay, everybody, take a knee. Who here has seen Cool Runnings? Huh? The movie? John Candy? Oh. None of you? Just the seals out in the hallway? Okay, let's try this. You know when you part your hair and you hope that someone notices? No? No? All right, okay, maybe this. You know when you're dribbling a basketball, right? And you're pushing it away, but it keeps coming back, you know? You know, unless the ball has its own deal, like it's flat, or it's not meant to bounce, or it's modeled its idea of bouncing after its parents' ill-fated attempts to make it work in the suburbs of Ottawa. Really? No one's seen Cool Runnings? Jamaicans who bobsled, it's really the perfect... Never mind. Okay, love... Love can make you feel good, you know, like climbing the rope in gym, hey? But it can make you feel bad, like coming down that rope too quick in nylon shorts. All right? We good? All right, we got 48 minutes left. All right, let's play murder ball. All right, Jason, Rick, captains, choose up sides.
This has been Coach Carlson explains how to tell if you're in love.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Could I get a hot dog?
Oh, sure, that'll be $6. And here you go.
So why are you giving me a pager?
Well, people tend to wander off after a few hours.
A few hours? How long is this gonna take?
My guess is 2 days.
Come on, a hot dog doesn't take 2 days.
Sir, this is a slow food truck. We do everything from scratch, organically and ethically.
But 2 days for a hot dog?
Well, normally it only takes 3 hours, but we just ran out of wieners and we source our pork from a good life sacrifice house. That means before we take the little porker's life, we treat him like a king. Whatever Piggy wants, Piggy gets. And at the end of the day, we sing to him and politely ask him to look into the sunset, and he never sees those bullets coming. It's the best day of that little Piggy's life, except for the end.
Wow.
We also believe in justice for all sentient beings. So we only kill animals that are evil. Some of those trials go on for quite a while. The jury selection alone can last days. Then there's the usual appeals on the death sentence. Oh, it can really drag on.
And then you eat them?
Of course. Just because they're evil doesn't mean they're not tasty.
Okay, fine. I'll take one.
Cool.
And when it's finally ready, I'd like it with sauerkraut.
Oh, sure. But the kraut will add about a week. You know the saying, you can't rush a fermenting cabbage.
Sure, yeah. Everyone knows you can't rush a fermenting cabbage. So I'll just have it straight up with the Coke.
Oh, our cola nuts are harvested in a humane manner. We walk up to them and explain...
Okay, that's great. So I'll order now, and in...
2 days, maximum. A week if we have trouble finding an evil pig.
Right. So I'll keep an eye on my pager.
Enjoy this time, brother. The slow food movement teaches you to slow down and respect life. Everything is rush, rush, rush. And we want to get people to a place where they can breathe, appreciate what's happening right here, right now, you know?
Wow. That's quite...
Excuse me. Hey, Casey, you paged me?
Yep. Got your hot dogs right here, Deborah. Enjoy.
Oh.
Oh, so good.
Thanks, bye.
Whoa. She scarfed those down like she was starving.
Yeah. Did you notice she ordered 3? 2 were for her brother, Darcy.
Well, where's her brother?
Darcy didn't make it. He passed a couple of days ago.
He died?
Yeah. He was just one of those people. I need my food this week. I think there's a great lesson for all of us. Slow down.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the beautiful Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta. For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either sketches or whole episodes, just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. And if you have a comment about the show, drop us a line. Our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Air Quotes. Air Quotes. Proud to be associated with such a quality evening of comedy. And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Kieran Martin Murphy and Jan Randall.
He has the greatest hair on Canadian TV. The one the ladies love and the men all want to be. He has a dazzling smile and his skin's a healthy 10. You want interviews with stars, then you found your man. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. Forehead shiny as a toonie. One look and the girls get all swoony. Smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. At the Oscars chatting with George Clooney. His snazzy jackets make him look tycoony. Smiling Ben, Ben Mulrooney. A simple PM son, Ben grew up in Ottawa. History degree from Duke, at Laval he studied law. He got on the TV, how that happened ain't too clear. He tells every kid on Idol that they'll have a career. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His childhood was fairly silver spoony. His skin won't ever get too pruny. He's aging well, he's Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His hair's Videl Sassoon-y. They love him in the burbs and in the boonies. Smiling Ben Mulrooney. I'm excited to find out what the future holds for Ben. I sure hope they bring back Canadian Idol again. To Lenny's host and he talk, chatting up his famous friends. And good morning America on some weekends. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. He seems genuine, not phony. He's charming morning, night, and noony. Smiling Ben Mulrooney. Ben Mulrooney, Ben Mulrooney. His voice a deep contrabassoony. His eyes never sag or get raccoony. He's smiling Ben Mulrooney. When I see him next, it can't be too soony. I hope he comes to visit Saskatoon. I'd love to buy him drinks at the saloon. If he shakes my hand, I'll be over the moon. He's smiling Ben. Ben Mulrooney.
And now, Coach Carlson explains another thing.
All right. Quit nursing around here. Miss Kenilworth is still out, so it's me again. So, what's on the lesson for today? Oh, boy. Okay. STDs. Oh, come on. You kidding me here? Okay, STDs or STIs now, I guess. What the hell is it, you know? All right, well... Great, okay. I got this. Okay, all right. No, that's fair enough. Okay, Milton, stand up. Okay, take this ball and hold it in your hands there, okay? Yeah, Charlie, you go over there. Now, Milton, you're going to throw the ball at Charlie. And Charlie, you're going to catch the ball and then have it forever. STIs, any questions? We're good? All right, basketball. Jason, Rick, you're the captains. Choose up teams. Oh, not you, Charlie. You got some phone calls to make.
This has been Coach Carlson Explains STIs.
Hey, there he is! There's my new bra! Give me a hug!
Oh, hey! Why are you...
Hey, you accepted my LinkedIn request! Thank you so much! That really means a lot.
What? Oh, right, the site, yeah.
LinkedIn!
Yeah. You know what? I accepted it, and I tried it out, but I couldn't figure it out. I don't even know what it is exactly, and I don't get many dates from it at all. All it was a bunch of people making small talk with me about my career. If anything, I got less action than I usually do. It was pretty bogus.
Oh, LinkedIn isn't a dating site.
Oh, well, if it's not a dating site, then what's it for?
It's pretty self-explanatory. It links you in.
To what?
I don't know, people and other stuff. It's the new thing, okay? Look, you know how chain link fences work?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's that, only with people. Online.
Yeah, this whole thing has given me an uncomfortable Google Plus feeling, all right? It's like I'm in an empty neighborhood and I can't tell if it's abandoned or if nobody's moved in yet.
Look, it's good, okay?
Yeah, but I don't get it. Well, can I look at people's party photos?
I'm not sure.
Well, can I sell my furniture?
No idea.
Well, can I find someone to godfather my unborn child?
Hey, it's not an Applebee's.
Well, can I make career-related connections?
On the internet? The internet isn't there to help you in life. It's its own thing.
Oh, right. So LinkedIn is an online community.
That's the one thing I am sure of.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last thing I need is another networking site to visit all the time.
Okay. Think of it this way. Imagine that there was a website designed specifically for people like you, people who have no idea what LinkedIn is, a place where the community of people who are on LinkedIn and don't know why can get together and collectively try to figure out why they're there.
And that's LinkedIn.
Maybe.
Oh, I think I get it.
I think I get it too, but I'm not sure.
Okay, if it's what I think it is, it's kind of actually awesome. It's like this conversation. This is LinkedIn. It's this.
This?
This.
Cool.
Cool.
LinkedIn.
Yakupov with the puck, crossing center ice.
Come on, baby, come on!
Yakupov over the blue line. Drop pass to Nugent Hopkins.
Oh, come on, Nuge. Come on, Nuge. Shoot the puck!
Nugent Hopkins, a shot! Hall grabs the rebound. Hall shoots!
Oh, come on! What? Huh? No. What happened?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. We apologize for the inconvenience.
What? No, this is crap! Oh, man. Oh, maybe the game will come back on in a minute.
If you're wondering, the game will not come back on in a minute.
Oh, this is garbage! Oh, a minute left in overtime and they lose the signal?
There's a lot on the line, but I think I nailed the beef Wellington. The judges have to love it.
The Wellington was overdone, tasteless, and salty. A disgrace.
What the hell is this, a cooking show? What? This is what they put on as filler?
Up next is Chef Lily, who's taking on a very difficult dish. Duck souffle with foie gras.
Duck souffle with foie gras.
Lily heats up a pan. He puts 2 tablespoons of butter in. Now a third.
Oh, come on, put the game back on!
He adds the flour. Maybe too much flour. We'll find out when he tries to whisk it.
I don't know, didn't look like too much flour. What's whisking?
Lily grabs the whisk. This is big. He's got to whisk for just the right amount of time to get the perfect consistency. One wrong move and the dish will be ruined.
Oh, come on, dude. Whisk! Whisk that! Stop! Whisk it!
Nice wrist motion on that whisk. He's really mixing it up there.
Oh, yeah, that a boy there. Come on, buddy. Mix it up. Yeah.
Oh, but what's this? Smoke coming from the oven? Oh, no. He forgot about the foie gras.
What? Oh, how could you forget about the foie gras? What are you, blind? I'm here watching it on TV and I didn't even forget about it. Come on, man!
He runs to the oven and takes it out. He examines. Is it overdone?
Don't be.
He serves his dish to the judges. Moment of truth coming up.
Oh, come on, Danny, come on.
Having tried your dish.
Come on.
We feel there's only one thing we can say.
Oh, come on.
Our opinion on this dish.
What?
Absolutely.
Say it, come on!
Beyond any question.
What is it?
Is.
Was the greatest game I've ever seen! What a goal! What an overtime! We'll all remember exactly where we were when we saw this unbelievable, unforgettable moment!
No! What about the souffle?
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copathorn,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy. Live sound effects by Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by
J. James Hartnett, Peter Brown, Chris Wilson, and Sam Mullins, and head writer Neil Gron. The show was recorded and edited by Corey Haberstock. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta!
The Irrelevant Show is coming to Toronto. We are. We're recording an evening of all new comedy sketches and songs at the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival on Wednesday, March the 12th at the Randolph Theatre. For information and tickets, go to torontosketchfest.com. And tune in next week for The Irrelevant Show's greatest musical ever, Hulk Smash My Heart.
Hulk Smash. Hulk smash you, Hulk kill, Hulk smash you, Hulk smash you, Hulk win.
Hulk Smash My Heart, and more next week on The Irrelevant Show. See you then. And Toronto listeners, we hope to see you in person on March 12th at the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.